place I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the tender breeze, then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And I believe that God is unknown, spare him, send him to die, I scarce can take it. On the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. They shout the proclamation and take me home, for joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday that you have given us to gather together in this new year and worship you as your children. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making all things new. As another new year begins, help us, Lord, to live each day for you. With the passing of time and another year, you bring us new life before us so that we can start afresh. There is none of us who knows what is ahead of us in this year will hold, but we thank you that you are there every moment of our lives and we are in your hands and you will be with your people. We trust in you because we know that your mercies are new every morning and nothing ahead of us is surprising for you. Bless us, Lord, with a peace that passeth all understanding as we continue our journey through time in this 2021. We thank you that with that promise girding us, we can go forward with confidence and in your peace. Bless us, Lord, with your guiding spirit every day to walk in your ways and to bring honor and glory to your name. You are the beginning and the end, the Lord of the living and our eternal refuge. And all thanks and praise to you forever and ever. Amen. Let us greet one another. If you can wave each other wherever you are and also unmute so we can say hello to all of those who are online. Good morning, Ms. Lou and Mr. James. Good morning.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Robert, good morning. Can you hear us? Good morning. Chuck and Vicky, good morning. Can you hear us? Good morning. Happy New Year. Jan and Harry, good morning.
I can hear you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Martha, good morning. Thanks for joining.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I think we covered everyone.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Let us continue to worship God. The choir will be singing an anthem. Please remain seated. It is in the red hymnal book, 42. It's going to be on the screen. No, no.
Yes.
It is on the screen. Okay. Responsive reading is taken from Psalm 90 verses 1 through 12. Please follow that on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, forever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turn us back to the dust and say, "Turn back, O mortal ones.
For a thousand years in your sight are but as yesterday,
when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass which is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and then withers.
For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed.
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
For all our days pass away under your wrath, our years come to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are 80 and 10, or even by reason of strength 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger, the awesomeness of your wrath?
So teach us to number our days, that we may receive a heart of wisdom.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. We are here again as church family to share our prayers of blessings together to thank God, our Heavenly Father, for all the blessings that God gave us in our lives. And also we will share our prayers of petitions and burdens and concerns and share them with each other and also with our Heavenly Father, and we lift them up to the throne of grace of God. The promise that we have is that God will answer our prayers according to His will and according to His time. So let us go to God in prayer at this time and share our prayers of blessings and concerns. The regular prayer items can be found on the last page of the bulletin. Please continue to pray for these people and these items listed here.
I'd like to add Skip Dunlop, who's my dad. He had shoulder surgery last Monday, and it's not progressing well as far as recovery, and he, of course, lives on a sailboat and will need those, you know, it needs to be progressing better.
Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children with the promise, trusting in your promise that you are there listening to all of our words and our murmurs in our hearts and desires of our hearts. We thank you for always being there for us, no matter what happens around us. You are with us regardless of our conditions and situations. Thank you for a new year that you have given us together to come and worship you together. Above all, thank you for the gift of salvation that you have offered us to us through your Son Jesus Christ, who has given us the hope of a better future that you are preparing for us. Lord, as we look forward to the coming year, we pray that you will keep us and protect us. Above all, fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, so that we can delight in your presence and that you will grant us the desires of our heart according to your will. We thank you for all the numerous blessings that you shower upon us in our lives, especially the gift of life and the health and strength that we are enjoying in our bodies. At the same time, we have struggles and burdens and concerns that we are here to raise to you, Lord. We pray for those all those things that we have raised here. Particularly, we pray for Lisa's dad, who is struggling with his shoulder problem. We pray that your healing hand will touch him and heal him and recovering completely back to normal, Lord. We pray for Paul and Becky, who have been going through a difficult time. Particularly, they are being separated. We pray that you will bring Becky home soon, and also as a negative test for her COVID, that they can be together again and at peace, Lord, and we pray for your continued healing and guidance for them as a family. We pray for Dale Hope, who is grieving at the death of their dad, and we continue to pray for your mercies upon that family and your peace and your comforting presence with them, Lord. We pray for rain for California as they're struggling with the drought. Continue to guide them, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray for Michelle Perkins, and also we pray for Miss Lou's family, who are all struggling with various needs. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be with them and heal them according to your grace and mercy. Above all, we pray for peace and your comforting presence with them and their families. We pray for our nation as a whole, as we are looking at numbers that are very high with the death rate and the infections that are continuing to rise. We pray that you will control this situation, and also the vaccination efforts that are going on will be effective. We pray for the doctors and nurses and the technicians and all those people who are working in the healthcare industry, particularly those who are treating the COVID patients in the COVID wards of our hospitals. We pray for their safety and your continued guidance with your Holy Spirit to do the right thing for their lives and also the lives of the one that they care. We pray for all of our service workers, our delivery people, our grocery workers, our law enforcement and military, and all those who are supporting us. Thank you for giving us those people to support us even in the midst of a pandemic. Bless them, Lord, wherever they are, and guide them with your Holy Spirit. Above all, fill them with your peace and your comforting presence. We pray for our nation as a whole, as we are facing a runoff election this coming week. Pray that it will be peaceful and also the continued leadership of this country among the world, among the nations of the world, to do that work that you have given as a country to lead the world faithfully as you have given us in the past. Bless the leadership of this country and also the governors and the people who make decisions in local communities. Bless them with your guidance and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to continue to do what is good for the people and good for the country as a whole. We pray for each and every one of that are listed in this prayer list and also the items that are listed there. Bless them, Lord, according to their needs, and also heal them whoever needs healing in their bodies. Guide them with the Holy Spirit that God will continue to guide them and keep them safe and give them the heart's desires. Let your favor always rest upon us and be a shield and protection to us as we continue our journey through this coming year. Help us to have that faith, that unwavering faith that you have given us to hold on to, and never to be afraid to go forward, because our God is greater than any powers that are outside there. Bless us with a strong conviction as your people to spread your love to this world no matter what happens around us, Lord. We thank you for again this church that you have given us together to worship here together. Bless us with a hopeful future to grow in this community and to do more work in this community for your to spread your love and for your kingdom. Let your name be glorified and your people be blessed as we pray the prayer your Son Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of opportunity to give back to you and for the work of your kingdom. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are most gracious and always merciful. From your open hands we received the gift of life, health, joy and fellowship. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. As we come before you, with this offering, we pray that you will accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world and also to in this community faithfully. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the reading of the word, which is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, we come before you to meditate on your Word that you have given us as life and spirit. Bless us, Lord, so that we can understand the mysteries hidden in your Word, open our hearts and minds, and illumine our souls, so that we will be filled with the power of your Word as we go from this place. Bless us, Lord, to be obedient to your Spirit's voice, and also give us a humble heart that we can follow whatever you command us to do. Bless us with your presence and lift up your name in our midst, and your people be blessed. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. A new employee has been caught coming in late for work every day. So he continued to do that, so the manager decided to discipline him one day and stopped him while he was coming in and said and asked him, "Look here, don't you know what time we start to work around here? Don't you know what time we start working here?" He replied, "No, sir, they are always working when I get there." Time is different for different people. Keeping the time and knowing the time are different things. And in the reading we had today, we read a lot of times. A time for weeping, a time for happiness, a time to build and a time to tear down. There were 14 pairs of contrasts that we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We heard that everything has a time and there is a time for everything. Everything has a time and there is a time for everything. And there is also a season for everything and every activity under the heavens. These are some great, great sayings that are supposed to be written by King Solomon, the wise king of the history that we all know. He was looking at the life as a whole and was contrasting good and bad. As we step into the new year, we are leaving behind a year that has been like no other years that we have probably seen. From the catastrophic fires and the pandemic that we had and all the natural disasters that we had to face, among all of that, we have the political turmoil in this country and also in some other countries around the world. We had a very tumultuous and an eventful 2020 that we just left. And we also saw the political unrest, social unrest in this country and around the world. There was, above all, an impeachment we have seen probably second time in my lifetime. So we are going through some unique times that we have not seen in the past. The stock market went down in March, and if you are a keen investor in stock market, the first time they ever had to suspend the trading during the trade hours. They had to do it three times in March because the market was going down and down and down, so they decided to stop trading for 15 minutes break for three times. So those are all things that catch us, but we all have learned to work through these things. Even with the stock market, I learned because of the 2008 economic recession that we had, the stock market went so down that we learned how to balance it. That's how when they decided, hey, when this goes below a certain threshold, we have to stop, and trading was stopped. So we learned new things to adjust and accommodate because of these things that are coming through various ways that we may not feel comfortable with. Over the past years, we have been grieved to watch some of our beloved ones going through difficulties with their health, and also many of us probably have grieved the departure of our dear ones in the past year. But we also have rejoiced in many things, especially new lives, new babies, new beginnings in this world as well. The scripture today we took from the Ecclesiastes 3 are the words of wisdom that teach us as the opposites of life and how they all fit together. Life is full of events with a combination of contrasts. This illustrates that the 14 pairs that we saw here, some of them are bad and some of them are good. The writer is not justifying one over the other. Rather, he states that God's plan for life involves a variety of experiences and activities. Weeping may be part of life, but life is not all weeping. And also, we have laughter in this world. Construction is good in its time, but sometimes construction and deconstruction also becomes unavoidable. What may not be good, but it becomes a reality at times. Through every event, good or bad as we consider it, there's a purpose for everything that happens in God's plan. Like I probably mentioned in my book, that wars, the two world wars, changed our lifestyle drastically. Because of the Second World War, we had penicillin. Without penicillin, what would have been our life like? Because there was a need for invention. And as the need comes up, we will step up and do and face the challenges with new things, and we try out new things. So God has a purpose in its time, and everything has a time, and everything there is a season. When the author says that everything has a time, it's a point of time in the eternal time that we are given to live. Time was not invented by man. It was here when we were here, we came here, right? And it will be here when we leave here too. Time is not ours. Time was created for man to use, created by God, and God is outside of time. And he's outside of creation. That's why he can control time, and he can control events. And he's a great, great, mighty God who can control time and events. A good question that we might ask is, what is good and what is bad? Many times we think certain things are good and certain things are bad. But in God's plan of things, these are all going to fit together to make up what we call life. A question was asked to a group of people, if you had only 1 hour to live, who would you like to spend your time with? To think about it. And one person in that group above all said, my pastor. And the pastors were excited, right? But he didn't stop there, but he continued to say that, well, he can make an hour feel like a lifetime. So that's how time is, right? Whatever you enjoy, you feel it very short. Probably won't feel like a lifetime today, believe me. But God is preparing all of these things to fit together in the whole span of life. Everyone goes through good and bad times. Together they make up the season of life. There's a time and there's a season. A time is a point of time as something happens. And the season is the span of time between two points. That's what the way I look at it. You may not enjoy something happens at one point of time, but you can enjoy the season between the points. That is what the whole point is. The point of time may be threatening, a point of time may be terrible, but the season that brings between those points, it is up to you to decide you want to enjoy it or you want to make it miserable. You and I have the choice to make. The times of our lives do not shape us, but the seasons do shape us, who we are. So as we continue our journey through this new year in 2021, you may not like some of the things that come in certain points of our time. But let us be ready to enjoy the season between the times that we get. The seasons are more important than the times. If we were to pick and choose, we would love to be youthful and energetic, right? And nobody would want to get old and weak. But that is not the reality. We are all getting older. One more year means what? One more year getting older. Nobody is getting younger except some people, right? But we are all getting older. That's the reality. Mark Twain said like this, life would be infinitely happier if we could be born at the age of 80 and gradually approach 18. But it does not happen like that. Who would want to die if you are in 18? So old age has its own significance that God placed in there, so we will look forward to another home, that we can leave this place and be at peace with God in that home, that eternal home that God has prepared for us. So everything is fitting together in this world as we make our journey together. The way time, as we describe here and we understand here, is not that old. It has been only like in the early 1800s that the concept of time and standardizing time came to man as a whole, particularly in this country. In the 1700s, the French were trying a 10-day work week. When I started looking into, you know, who started all of these things, it was only like 1700s that they decided to make some standards about time. And they were using like a 10-hour days and 100 minutes in an hour and all of that, but it did not work out. And the Russians had a 5-day week that they tried and did not stand too long. But in the United States, we had many times. We had the New York time, and we had the Chicago time, and we had the Columbus time, and each state or each city had their own time. But that was making terrible, terrible problems for the railroad people who were taking the railroad traffic. So there was a standardized effort to standardize time in 1883. And they decided to make a law. In 1918, made a standard Time Act was enacted in 1980. So it is not that old. The time as we see it, as we describe it, is not that too old. But regardless of how old the time is, although we may describe time has not been around that long, God has been working with time since the beginning of creation. In fact, He is the originator of time, as I told you. The first mention of the time that we see in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 1, when we read, "So the evening came and the morning came, the first day, and the second day, and the third day." So God started working with time right from the beginning of creation. In this chapter that we read about the time and the seasons, the point is that He is ending that passage. If you paid attention to the verse 11, the writer says that God has made everything beautiful in its time. So even though all this contrast between good and bad that we see fit together, God made all of this thing fit together and made everything beautiful in its time. The proper activity, or the word beautiful that the writer uses in the scripture, is more like a word that says it's fitting. It is fitting. It's also been translated like that. So there is a fitting point in time that God has determined something should happen. The most beautiful thing God has done is that He made you and me fitting to be living in this time and in this day today. That's the most beautiful thing that I thank God for. Giving me a life in this world and to be here today and to work in His plan is the greatest privilege that God has given me, regardless of what happens around me. That's the most beautiful thing that God has done in my life. There are seasons that we can move through as individuals. In any gathering, any church gathering or any gathering that we see around here today, we see people who are celebrating new life, and also people who are concerned about their end of life. And there are people who are struggling, and there are people who are happy and content. These are all part of reality of life. Also, we move through seasons in our families. As we become older, we become parents, we become grandparents. With the birth of every child, new parents are born, new uncles are born, new brothers and sisters are born. These are all seasons and times or events that are happening in our lives as we go through the span of life and the seasons of life. And there are also seasons we grow through as a church. Some churches go through and go through different stages, and sometimes they close, some new churches coming to open. So these are all things that are happening around us that are realities in the span of time. But the good news is that the gift of new life gives us hope and fresh energy, endings and new beginnings. Times for grieving and also times for celebrating. These contrasting seasons of good and bad in our lives are given to everybody, and nobody is except. If I could choose only the good ones and somebody else get all the bad ones, it would not work like that. It is given to everybody, and life is an equal opportunity giver. And you get what you get. It is not for you and me to pick and choose what we are to get. It's like a deck of cards. Sometimes you get a good hand, and sometimes you get a bad hand. And then you ought to work with what you got. And you have been handed a deck that you don't choose. And it is not up to choose what you are to get. We would all like to choose some of these things and not others, but very quickly we realize that it is not our choice to choose what is given to us. So one lesson that I learned from 2020 is that I could never say it cannot get any worse, or we have seen it all. That's what one lesson that I learned. The reality that these experiences have made us stronger and more resilient and ready to meet any challenge that is ahead of us. no matter how exhilarating and confusing and fearful the situations be, we will rise because we have a faith that is stronger than any forces out there. Eternal God is our refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And He is holding us in the palm of His hands as we step into this new year. Paul tells us, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Rejoicing is easier than mourning. But both are realities that we have to do. Not just to play for the same team, but to be one another's cheerleaders as we go together in this journey. So no matter which season you find yourself in at the moment, we are part of a family that cares about each other. Let us continue to do that and love each other as God has loved us. Sometimes when we see the bigger things happening in front of us, we get scared, frightening. Like I used to take my children when they were younger to climb the Stone Mountain. We used to go there regularly. But some days when we go there, I ride to the mountain, I see the mountain from while we are driving ahead of us. The look itself is threatening, and I didn't want to go there. But the kids would not let me go back. So they want to go and climb it. And finally I decide to go. And once we get there and we make the decision to forge ahead and confront the situation, something will come in and give me the energy to climb. That is what we are to do. In situations like that that threaten us, the mountains in front of us may be threatening, but we have the resolve with the faith that God has given us to go forward. He will be there giving us the energy and the strength to climb any hills that are in front of us. So let us continue our journey of this time together as we go from this place to know that God is with us. He is an eternal God and time is in His hands and not in our hands. And may the good Lord bless you with these words as we continue our journey together. As we come before the table, we are going to take part in that hope that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world and lived like a man and became part of the time and became part of the experiences of these contrasts that we talked about. He went through the good and the bad, just like each of us. But ultimately He won the victory on the cross of Calvary, so that we can all become His children and enjoy that victory together with Him. So as we come before this table, let us be thankful for what He has done in our lives. Our church table, United Mother Church, is an open table. We don't discriminate based on anything, age, culture, barrier, no, nothing here. This is the Lord's table. It's not a denomination or a pastor's table. It is the Lord's table. Please come forward and take part in this fellowship and communion and accept Jesus Christ and continue to walk with Him in the journey as we go forward. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your law. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise our name, your name, and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, and he gave thanks to you, and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And also, when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying, Christ is risen,
Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by the blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, our honor and glory is your Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Please come forward as the ushers guide you for the communion. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given us yourself for us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 127 in the Blue Book, and also it will be on the screen. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim to this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Now the crystal fountain sends a healing stream that flows. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer,
people